tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Hi, everyone. Elf Red Stocking in the tracking center at the North Pole. We're speaking once again with famed Santa defender, Elf Ed Zachary, serving this year as a flight analyst for Santa's globe-dropping venture around the world. How does it feel to be back at the North Pole, Ed?
It feels good to be back on the ground for sure, Red.
How would you say Santa's flight is going this year, Ed?
He has to be pleased, Red. Santa's making good time. The reindeer are in good shape, the threat level is low, and the weather so far is cooperating. Considering how much went wrong in December before Christmas Eve, I'd say things couldn't have turned out better so far.
What are the big worries going forward with Santa's flight?
Well, Santa has a long way to go. He hasn't been around a lot of the big cities yet. He can follow the weather, can anticipate issues with certain countries, but he can't expect the things that people might do to slow him down. So we'll be watching closely, collecting secret spy reports, and checking in with tracking stations around the world, just to let Santa know what we see.
Santa is now some 9 hours into his flight. Conditions look good for the rest of the day. From the North Pole Tracking Center with Elf Ed Zachary, I'm Elf Red Stocking, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on Kringle Radio.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.